Great question here from Tad Davison, and he wants to know, why is it that comets often look green in photos, but not when looked at with the naked eye? Carolyn, what do you think?
Again, this is such a good question. You look at these wonderful pictures in coffee table astronomy books and you have these multicoloured swirls, nebulae, comets. They all look fantastically coloured. But when you look at them through the telescope with your naked eye, it's often disappointing. They're sort of grey and whitish. And the problem is not with the comet or the nebula, it's with your eye, because the part of the eye that detects faint diffuse substances, these are the rods, they're round the outside of your eye. They're not colour sensitive. It's the cones at the centre of your eye that are colour sensitive. And so if you can see something faint and fuzzy through a telescope, you won't be picking up the colour. And that's why, whereas a camera, of course, doesn't have any of those problems, it picks up all the colours that there are. So it's to do with your eye rather than anything to do with the comet.
Great question.
I have noticed that myself when you look at the night sky, and if you look out of the corner of your eye, the stars are much brighter. And then you look at them and they seem to almost disappear, especially if it's a star that's a little bit dim in the first place. And you can see the star and you look at it and then it's gone. Mm. And that's why, because you're then focusing it on the centre of your retina where you've got these cones, which are, you know, they're pretty good at seeing text on a bright screen, but they're not very good at seeing dark things.
Yep, you're exactly right.
You are listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Kat Arney. And today I'm joined by Ginny Smith, Carolyn Crawford and Chris Smith. And we're answering your science questions. Still to come, we'll be finding out how to make clear ice cubes and whether you can smell happiness.